Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. I was just sharing with my next guest that I cannot believe it's been 2 years since the last time that he was on our program. But recording artist Troy Petty is back with us today to talk to us not only about the year that was 2015 for him, but also what it's been like for him to continue his musical journey and to have all of us as listeners along for the ride. He, this year, released his project, a great EP called Departure. We'll talk to him about that, as well as let you all hear two of the selections from that EP, as well as let you all know how you can stay connected with Troy and all the great things that are going on with him. But Troy, hello to you, and welcome back to the program, man. We're glad that you could join us once again.
Thank you so much for having me, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure is definitely all mine. Troy is also one of the 25 artists that we announced this month that we believe you should know, and I think after this conversation you'll definitely see why. So, Troy, what has it been like for you to reflect not only on this year, but to reflect on this musical journey for you and what it's been like for you to share your love of music with us?
Well, to begin, I think just being where I'm at now, just looking just even a few years back from when we met and the interview 2 years ago, an awful lot has happened. And the things that, you know, growing up and the goals that I've had for you know, a number of years pursuing my career, I didn't think, you know, at a certain point, I didn't think that they're reachable. And now that I've been, you know, fulfilling so many, getting over so many humps, you know, or that you feel you need to kind of obtain that momentum, you know, to keep just getting, you know, just keep developing. I think I've reached that, and it's been, you know, a few years that I've been able to kind of, you know, not fall back out of that, out of that momentum, but, you know, just, you know, little steps back, but still being able to move forward much easier, and just being surrounded by it is still surreal sometimes.
Right, right. You know, I think the interesting thing, and when Troy and I initially met, is something that does not normally happen for me. Typically, I will be introduced to a guest on the radio program. Typically, we have not met beforehand. We will have a phone interview. We're connected by phone. And then we might end up meeting along the way. Troy and I actually met each other in person first, which was actually very, you know, very different than what I'm used to, Troy. And then I got a chance to see Troy perform live, got his CD, Fairytale Pen, at that point a couple years ago. And then we had him on the radio program after that. So, you know, the thing that impressed me, and I think I mentioned this in my review on Amazon of the new project, when I saw you performing, and and this to me is how I know that it's something you're truly passionate about, it doesn't matter for you, it doesn't seem like, Troy, who is in the audience. It really is about just being able to bring the best of yourself forward. I mean, has that always been the case for you, or is that something that has developed as your love of music has developed?
I think there was something always in deep-seated that I guess it comes down to being able to, you know, let go and let it out. And I know I think I felt that I've struggled, you know, here and there throughout the years. But I think when I first got in front of people, it came pretty naturally. And then I think there was a period of time where I started overthinking, and maybe overanalyzing certain things to make myself a better performer, and then you kind of knock yourself down a peg and put yourself in a different position to really, you know, make sure that you're communicating what you're writing, what you're feeling. But on the emotional side, I think that's something I look forward to.
Troy, when you hear from someone, when someone tells you the connection they feel through your music, not only, you know, with you, but also with themselves. I think that's going to be really evident in the single Unfinished that we'll be listening to. It's the second on the project. I mean, how does that make you feel as the vessel of this?
Well, I'm flattered, and that's one of the things about being identified or appreciated for what I do. You know, during the creative process, you know, glimpses of just what someone might feel if they're going to feel what you're feeling in that moment. That anticipation and that mystery, you know, keeps things pretty exciting, you know, just the whole way. Every time someone new is listening to one of my songs, if I'm around, I still get the butterflies and I get all, you know, I get anxious in a good way.
Right.
You know, it's excitement. And, you know, when I do realize, or someone pays me a compliment, and there's a sense of, you know, surrealism, and at the same time it kind of it validates all the intuitions that I may have had when I was writing the song, and you know, like, am I doing it right? You know, am I getting the message out there? Am I really creating something from all the noise that's inside, you know? Am I putting it out as a finished product? Is it polished? Is it coherent enough for someone? It's very interesting, to say the least. If I could walk you through, like, my stages of emotion, from, you know, the inception to, you know, the releasing of the material and being witness to other people listening to it, I think is, you know, interesting. And it is a little different from when you introduce your song live. That has a whole different meaning of excitement, you know, because you're performing it and you're putting it all out there at the same time,
right,
instead of being in more of a, being a listener too, because that's what I like to do with my music. I like to, you know, sit down and just, you know, turn the lights down and listen to it and see if what it does to me. I try to, you know, sit back outside myself the best I can. You know, so those are some of the little tests I do to see if I think it might go over well, you know, with the listener.
Yeah, I think that is one of the things, and that is part of, again, the connection that people feel. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome back to our program today singer and musician Troy Petty. We're talking with him not only about his newest EP that's called Departure, we'll tell you a little bit later, you can get it for yourself, but also about the journey that he's been on this year and even before in being able to share his music with the world. The first selection from Departure that we're going to listen to, Troy, is Motor Mind. Talk to us about this single and how it came about.
Motor Mind has been probably a song that I've had inside me for years, and I think the having a motor mind, having a mind that is constantly, you know, running and churning out thoughts and whatnot. I think just being a creative person, I would tend to think that's something that is normal. It's like you're always going. You might, you know, wake up at 3 a.m. and you have a lyric idea, or you have a musical idea in your head, and you absolutely cannot go back to sleep until you put it down or you pursue that. And, you know, that in turn can create, you know, the unusual sleep schedules or the sporadic, you know, just work schedules, domestic, you know, timelines that we often give ourselves. Having a motor mind can throw you in, you know, through any other direction ensure that you're hitting the mark, you're going towards whatever is calling you inside. So basically motor mind is, you know, a lot of it can be considered, you know, something that stems from or lead clinical, like insomnia, restless nights. Your mind is just constantly going, and it's I wrote it because I needed to get it out so I could listen and understand myself as maybe as a reminder where that it's okay, and at the same time, you know, it kind of, I don't know, it kind of keeps me in check. So it's I'm glad I finally got something about it out, you know, out and recorded. And so I'm excited about that. And actually we're shooting a music video for that next week.
Wow.
And I'm really excited about that. So,
something definitely for us to be able to look forward to. For those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is Motor Mind from the new EP, Departure. We'll be back with more of our conversation with Troy right after this. Stay with us. There you have Troy Petty with Motor Mind right here on Conversations Live from his new EP called Departure. We'll remind you a little bit later how you can only read my review on Amazon of it, but also get it for yourself and stay connected with all the things that are going on with Troy headed into the new year. Troy, one of the things that you say in that song that I wanted to talk about is that in my motor mind, I can't sit tight for long. I mean, I don't know how I sleep at night. Do you think that's one of the things that kind of keeps you going and keeps you motivated as an artist, that you always have something going on that you feel like you want to share?
Yes, and I think, it's in my motor mind, I can't sit tight, like that, having a restless mind or having something that I'm constantly searching for or looking to accomplish. It's interesting because, I think I've mentioned this in previous conversations with you, when you have the writing process and you're kind of wrapped up in all these different thoughts and emotions, and once you are done with that, you've finished it and it's a finished product, your mind is like, oh, we're not done here, you know. we can do something better, we can do something more, and so you're thrown right back into it, and so it's just you're moving. Even when you're resting, you're moving. There are things that are being generated and created, and I think it's, I mean, if I stood, you know, if I thought about it too much, if I thought about thinking too much, it could actually drive me crazy. But I just try to stay focused and listen to my intuition when, these creative thoughts happen. And I know a lot of things are emotionally driven. So you never know when you're going to get, a full plate to deal with. And but it's exciting nonetheless. So I'm a pretty laid back guy on the outside, but I know on the inside of, I'm moving pretty fast.
Yeah. You know, the other thing that we're able to see, and it definitely will show itself in the last single we'll be hearing Unfinished, is your ability to kind of, intertwine, the great things with your voice and the music. I saw you do this, actually, when I saw you perform live, which was so impressive to me. For those of us who aren't a part of your world and understand what it takes to be able to get to that place where you're able to harmonize with yourself and that kind of thing. I mean, do you find yourself, not only intrigued by the words, Troy, but also the ways to convey the words?
And I think those little, what I would think, those crucial moments either take a lot of planning, a lot of practice, or just a lot of connecting at the right time. And I'm hoping that the moments that you're hearing that are really reaching you are the ones that I'm feeling like the best about as well, or the strongest about. When I'm conveying them, I look forward to certain moments of songs, and I wonder if that's the same for the listener. And I'm sure when I hear someone, comment on a certain line or a certain part of a song that hits the nail on the head with me, it reassures me that I'm on the right path and I'm doing the right thing.
Right. Well, what a great thing. And so that leads us right into the final selection we'll be hearing during this conversation, that being Unfinished. If you all are enjoying the music, make sure you all head over to Amazon.com. While you're listening to this selection, you can get the entire project yourself for only $5, or you can get the individual singles that you're hearing here. Troy will be telling you all a little bit later how you can stay connected with him. But let's talk about Unfinished. I mentioned in my review on Amazon, Troy, that it probably is my favorite of both projects, of Fairy Tale Pen and Departure. And it kind of reminds me of how I try to live my life and how I try to go throughout each and every day. But I wanted you to talk to us about how this song began.
Well, thank you, first of all. I appreciate that. This song came about, and this is probably a song that's been inside me for quite some time as well. But the nature of the EP being Departure, maybe 3 years back, a lot of I had departed from a lot of things, both physically from my hometown and emotionally, mentally, in so many other ways. I've, you know, let things go. It's an EP. It's an album about letting go, and also about standing outside yourself, departing from yourself, and looking back in reflection. And Unfinished had to happen because it's the one thing that kind of defines me as my career has developed, and you know, the pursuit has, you know, elevated to a I'm never going to give up status. Unfinished is basically about not letting yourself die inside before your physical body does. Don't let your mind, don't let your spirit, your soul leave this plane of being before your physical body does. And, you know, don't let yourself die inside, you know,
right.
Before the inevitable takes over. And that, you know, whether it's, you know, being in a rut, being afraid to venture out, being afraid to follow your dreams, listening to how, you know, people around you obsess with all the reasons why you shouldn't be doing what you're doing, you know, all the opposition that comes with following your dreams. And it really doesn't get any easier, but, you know, the more you grow and develop, you know, of course, it's you're able to overcome the various and sporadic obstacles that pop up along the way. So, yeah, Unfinished, they don't go out unfinished, and that can mean that could be placed in so many different contexts. But it really is up to the listener to take that and run with it, whatever it means to them. I know what it meant for me when I wrote it. You know, I really felt if I didn't make certain changes in my life, that I was going to die inside and I was going to give up, and I would just, you know, I'm there for the taking. And that's, you know, I couldn't let that happen. So that's
right.
What really inspired the song.
Well, that message definitely comes out in the song, and I hope our audience will be able to take it away from the song as well. Again, here is a Troy Petty with his single Unfinished. We'll be back with our final moments with Troy right after this. Stay with us.
That someone needs fixing. Wait it out. The lines are always shrinking. So lay it down. Let it die unfinished. Your ambition, settle now, when you could be setting out. Don't go down on chance. Certain death.
Again, we've been speaking with Troy today, not only about his musical journey, but also what it's been like for him to share with all of you. So, Troy, how can our audience stay connected with you and keep up with what's coming up next for you?
You can reach me at my official website is HTTP. You do the forward slash, the dot, the forward slash stuff. It's basically just type in TroyPettyMusic.com, and it'll take you there. And that goes the same for all my social handles. So it's Troy Petty Music on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Instagram. So Troy Petty Music. And you should be able to find me, whether you Google it or any of the socials that you're on, you can find me and reach me. And, that's it.
All right. Well, Troy, thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us again. Really appreciate it. Hopefully it won't be another 2 years before we talk again. But definitely, man, wishing you nothing but the best and looking forward to the next conversation with you.
Thank you so much for having me, and Happy New Year. Have a great New Year. And, yeah, I hope to talk to you, get back on sometime in 2016. Got a lot of big things happening.
Awesome. Well, we'll definitely be looking forward to that, Troy. Again, everyone, Troy Petty has been our guest. TroyPettyMusic.com is the website for you all to go to. Again, it's TroyPettyMusic.com. To stay connected with Troy, we've actually tagged Troy on social media, so you can easily find him there through our pages as well. And then, of course, you can always catch this conversation again at CyrusWeb.com. That's going to do it for us for this segment of Conversations Live for our radio audience. You all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come for you. But just joining us online, though, that's going to end this segment. So until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.